This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is where the research, the development, the testing, the peer groups, all of that stuff. This is where it meets the road. This is where the ergonomics emerge. This is where what you have coming out of one end, you ask them to do it, and then they made you the Boyd's Gunstock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A long time ago, there was a guy named Charles Dickens, and he wrote this story called A Tale of Two Cities. Two famous cities of the time, Paris and London, around the time of the French Revolution. They were at the height of sophistication and enlightenment in the world long before the American cities caught up. Three American cities did catch up and were at one time shining beacons of American success: San Francisco, Chicago, and Detroit. San Francisco was the gateway to the Pacific Ocean and lands beyond, a beautiful city on hills, with the lovely Golden Gate Bridge connecting San Francisco to Marin County, one of the wonders of the modern world. Chicago was the hub of transportation and commerce, connecting the eastern and western halves of the United States. Detroit was an industrial behemoth, home of the auto industry and the assembly line, bringing prosperity and a whole lot of convenience to millions of Americans. Songs were written about these cities. Tony Bennett left his heart in San Francisco. Chicago was Frank Sinatra's kind of town. And Motown music, that genre, began in the Motor City. As Dickens wrote, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. And perhaps the best of times for these American cities was 50 years ago, when they and their leaders basked in the sun in the age of wisdom. And today, these cities are facing the worst of times due to their own foolishness. You might wonder what happened. You've been hearing about it, but this is an indicator of what happens when leftists are running everything. San Francisco is being overrun by the homeless and illegal aliens due to their sanctuary city status and the virtue signaling leadership. Streets there are littered with human feces, hypodermic needles, and syringes, and they've turned the once beautiful city by the bay into a cesspool. And what's the response of San Francisco leaders? They have banned plastic straws. Everything is going to be fine. Then, Chicago, or Chirac, that has become more dangerous than many cities in the war-torn Middle East. And this past weekend, 72 people were shot, which was actually last weekend. 13 killed in Chicago over a very violent hot summer weekend. And the mayor of Chicago, what is he doing? He's maintaining and bolstering their status as a sanctuary city and virtue signaling to fellow progressives, prioritizing illegal aliens over the Chicago residents. They're just, legal people legal citizens living in the state, living in the city. Detroit, in 1960, it was the richest per capita city in America. 50 years later, in 2013, they filed for bankruptcy. Now it's a squatter's paradise. Homes once owned by residents, then lost to foreclosure, are now owned by the Detroit Land Bank Authority. So today it's first come, first served as to who lives in these abandoned homes. The Detroit Free Press notes that you have dead bodies, wild dogs, squatters, and government-owned Detroit houses. How did these bastions of success, of American greatness, morph from the best to the worst of cities in only a couple of generations? The speed with which this happened is the shocking part of it. San Francisco has not had a Republican mayor since 1964. The height of Motown music in one of the other cities, you know, for the past 50-plus years, San Francisco has been led by a procession of Democrats. Then there are the state and national leaders, from Governor Jerry Brown to Senators Kamala Harris, Barbara Boxer, and Dianne Feinstein, the last employing a Chinese spy in her office for 20 years while accusing Trump of colluding with the Russians, and she was doing more for China than her own city. As a quick aside, Feinstein responded to this news with the following. The FBI told me 5 years ago it had concerns that China was seeking to recruit an administrative member of my California staff, despite no access to sensitive information. Note that the FBI did tell the senator of their concerns. The agents did not insert a spy in her office, then obtaining a Title I FISA warrant to spy on the senator and her entire staff. This is how the FBI handled concerns over Russians involved in the Trump campaign. Agents did not warn Trump over their concerns as they did the senator. Anybody surprised by that? Chicago's last Republican mayor finished up his term in 1931. It's been nearly 100 years since Chicago had a Republican mayor, followed by a string of Democrat mayors up to the present time. At a national level, Chicago is currently represented by Democrat Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth. Detroit's last Republican mayor finished his term in 1962, 56 years ago, around the time the Supremes were singing, "Where Did Our Love Go?" Now they would be singing, "Where Did Our City Go?" Since the early 1960s, Detroit has had a succession of Democrat mayors, including Coleman Young and their famous hip-hop mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, who's now serving a long prison term. Michigan, similar to Illinois and California, has two Democrat U.S. senators. Do you see the common thread here? Show me one Republican-led city that has had this happen to this degree. Cities run by leftist Democrats who then implement leftist policies have this kind of result. They're certainly not the only American cities ruined by Democratic governance. There's also Newark, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., to name a few others. And then there are entire countries following this pattern, like Venezuela, that went from the richest economy in South America in 2010 to financial and social ruin with starvation and civil unrest, thanks not to the U.S. Democratic Party, but to their international brethren, the socialists. This is the same political and economic philosophy shared by many American Democrats, including the cheated almost nominee Bernie Sanders and his mini-me self-proclaimed Democratic socialist and rising star of the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She, as another interesting aside, had a bad night in the primary elections with all of her endorsed candidates losing. So as goes Detroit, Chicago, and San Francisco, goes the rest of the nation, if we're under similar leadership and guidance. You notice that we leapt economically, just crazed life when Trump was elected. Those who don't learn from history are going to be doomed to repeat it. So it's a very important tale, this tale of three cities. Keep it close. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunstocks.com. I'm a bicyclist. I like to ride bikes. It's easier on my joints and everything else. Learning how to negotiate on a street with a bike is a new day. It's not like when I was a kid. Now, you would think that a bicyclist would know to watch out for traffic. You'd also think that drivers here in these United States would look out for motorcycles, bicyclists, all these other people, because you don't want to hit anybody and hurt anybody. Nobody really wants to hurt anybody that's a normal person. But do bicycles and illegal aliens mix? Maybe on a busy city street like in, say, Chicago. They actually mix a lot, and that's the problem. A Chicago bike safety activist who made it her business, she went around erecting up bicycle spray painted white on city streets where bicyclists were killed as a reminder to drivers to look out for cyclists, decided the issue wasn't all that important in cases where the driver is illegal. And I don't mean driving without a license. I mean in the country without permission. Which turned out to be her own assault by an incautious illegal alien driver. In her mind, being illegal trumped the very bike safety she has spent time erecting monuments to. One set of laws for us. One set of laws for them, which is the height of lefty insanity. But here, you know, don't take it from me. This is from, here's from Streets Blog Chicago. They reported, on Tuesday, July 31st, Green was biking home from her job as a barista when an elderly female driver struck her in a Lincoln Square bike lane. Green has asked that we not publish the exact location to avoid incriminating the illegal alien motorist. She was pedaling north when the southbound driver executed a sudden U-turn as the light turned red and hit her. She thinks the driver's sight lines may have been blocked by a northbound motorist who was turning left. The cyclist hit the pavement face first, suffered a gash in her chin that required 4 stitches, a black eye, and road rash. Her bike was also badly damaged. Green, who is uninsured, launched a GoFundMe page to cover her medical expenses and lost wages. Now, after all this happened, the driver, who is here illegally and apparently without a driver's license that she might have not been able to get anyway due to the impairments of her advanced age, she rushed out of the car, and rather than voice any concern for the cyclist that she just dragged across the road and left a bloody mess alongside a wrecked bike, she was only concerned with herself, pleading in Spanish, apparently, that she didn't want to be deported. Never mind the bleeding woman in front of her that she just pulverized with her car. She didn't want to find out if she was badly injured or anything. It was all about her and the importance of protecting herself from any sort of consequence. So instead of calling the cops on such an amazingly selfish person, the lefty cyclist excused her then and allowed her to go off on her merry way because she wanted to protest Trump. She wrote, I did what I had to do because no person should be begging for their life and family. She grabbed the woman's hand and pulled her off the ground, spilling blood on her yellow dress. Then she helped her back to the wheel of her car and turned on the ignition key for her. Green wrote that as the woman drove away, she began sobbing. She wrote, I am a diehard believer in justice for cyclists to the fullest extent of the law. But she added that she chose not to report the crash and press charges because my silence became my only weapon against a much bigger war over invisible borders carried out and perpetrated by our careless world leaders. This is the height of insanity. This is the totality of losing your mind. I am loyal to people, without a doubt. And you know what? Somebody I don't know, whether they're illegal, law enforcement, perfectly legal, birthright, born, whatever, however you want to put it, whichever way you want to characterize it, if somebody hits me with a car when I'm on a bike and messes me up, you can doggone sure bet that I'm going to go after them to the fullest extent possible because they're going to continue to drive. I have seen wrecks where people, you know, this is a new day, too. We exist in a world where, you know, back when I was learning how to drive, we didn't have mobile phones to look down at. So, I've seen video of guys on bikes get hit head on by a police officer who was looking down at his phone. Now, the police officer, to his credit, the police officer knew that he had messed up, said so, waited respectfully, did not attempt to fill out a report, called the state police to try to have an unbiased report filled out on this. And I know that, you know, this is an accident. You know, that's why they call them accidents. But you have to ask the question, if somebody doesn't deserve to be here, would they have an accident here? Would they kill a citizen here? Would they murder a citizen here? Getting out there and saying, well, you know, we have all kinds of crime here anyway. Does that mean this is okay? Is it okay for this to happen? Is it okay, leftists? I mean, are you that stupid? Are you that crazy? It's an awful picture. Ms. Green released an obviously dangerous driver back onto the road without consequence, free to hit somebody else, all because she was illegal. And up till this moment, she has been a bike safety activist, which she and I would have agreed on a whole lot of things here. This shows that the left considers being here illegally some kind of, you know, some sort of sacred, inviolable right that means protection from any consequences for any bad behavior. And it concludes not with the illegal or the illegal American community doing anything to help the injured lefty, but the legal American ordinary citizens coming to help her via GoFundMe. You're dumb, lady. You're dumb. A danger is a danger. Borders are something we defend. GoFundMe. When we get back, I'm going somewhere I have never gone before. And I'm not real happy with it, but I am definitely going. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Today, the FBI fired agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox News with his reaction to the firing.
It's about time. I mean, the American people deserve an FBI that's not biased. They deserve an FBI that's going to focus on the truth. Obviously, Peter Strzok wasn't that individual. And I think it's important to understand, he just wasn't any old agent at the FBI. He was deputy head of counterintelligence.
Authorities in Iowa held a press conference today regarding the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. Authorities were once again rather tight-lipped as far as what details it would release regarding the case. Former D.C. police detective Ted Washington said there's also one other thing that troubled him.
The authorities are unwilling to give a timeline, and I think that would be essential for the public at this stage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I want to preface this by saying this. In order to do what I do, for example, to a certain degree, you have to have an ego. You have to have a certain extroverted personality in order to do what I do. And most people who don't have those attributes, they, you know, don't go very far doing it. But one thing that I've tried to do with this show is it's never been about me. The show, and I mean, listen, I've got marketing people that are like, well, you know, Bill, sometimes it needs to be. But it's never been about me. It's been more about the topic. So I don't have, when somebody beckons to me and asks me to do something or say something, I don't have this need to do that. Because I do it 5 days a week here, when the power's on anyway. Recently, if you haven't seen this, this is the 800-pound gorilla in the room for everybody in my business, which is if you're looking at me, if you take me out of the radio broadcaster's chair and you look at me as a Second Amendment advocate, everybody in my business is having to stare at this right now. There is a Showtime series called Who is America? And on the first episode of Who is America, Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, He goaded a bunch of pro-gun activists into looking like jackasses. And all, you know, he just let them talk on camera and goaded them on to do it. First thing he did was he played a Israeli former soldier named Colonel Aaron Morad. And then he discussed gun control with a number of pro-gun advocates and got them to go all in on advocating arming toddlers. I'm not kidding here. He started with the Virginia Citizens Defense League President Philip Van Cleve. And he discussed the idea of arming kids there. Van Cleve mentioned that he had worked on a program that would train 7th and 8th graders in gun usage. And then he discusses the virtue of child soldiers. And he actually said this now. I'm not making this up. They haven't quite developed what we call conscience where you feel guilty about doing something wrong. That's developing. You're learning right and wrong. And if you haven't developed that yet, you can be very, very effective soldiers. So then Morad, Baron Cohen, he asked Van Cleve to help him make an instruction video on gun usage for 3-year-olds. And they picked age 3 because it's called the Terrible Twos for a reason. And Van Cleve agreed to do it. And then he proceeded to make a video singing songs with a gun draped in a bunny rabbit. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Aim at the head, shoulders, not the toes, not the toes. Eyes, ears, and belly, and nose. Head, shoulders, not the toes, not the toes. From there, he went to a guy named Dan Roberts. Dan is a writer. He also runs something called the Youth Shooting Sports Federation or the Youth Shooting Sports League. I'm not really sure. I didn't know about this till today. I've been sitting on this. In this one, Borat is there. He looks like Mickey Rourke's character in Sin City. He's got a gigantic jaw. It's crazy. It's crazy looking. In this one, and I can't tell you what he got Dan Roberts to do. I can't tell you that because we have this Dan Robertson. Is it Dan Roberts? I'm going to check that right quick. We have this thing called the FCC. And if I describe to you what the FCC, is it Dan Robertson? I want to make sure. I don't want to blame the wrong guy. And let's see, Sacha Baron Cohen. Let's be right about this, okay? I'm so shook up with it that I'm not getting it right. The guy got down on his knees and he did something. And Sacha Baron Cohen is telling him this is how you fight a counter-terrorist. Now, I have been interviewed by some of the biggest leftists you've ever known, including the biggest leftist talk radio host, a guy named Tom Hartman, who's a real fun guy. And I have been interviewed by people that are on our side, and I've been interviewed by people that couldn't care less, okay? And in each and every one of these things, the thing you don't do is you don't ever let your common sense get away with you. Now, I am against school shootings as much as the next guy. But there is no legitimate argument to be made to arm anybody who can't legally own a gun. There is no legitimate, especially a child, especially a toddler. See, there's one other I'm not going to mention here. And for me, it is the ultimate betrayal that there was a leave of sense taken. And I'm not going to mention it here because, and nobody's told me I don't have to mention it here. I'm just not going to do it. if you consider yourself to be a pro-gun advocate, if you're Dan Robertson or if you're Philip Van Cleve and you're listening to this and you take exception to this, feel free to call me. Because you guys are idiots. You've done what you should never do. You let your fevered ego get in the way of your goal or what your professed goal. But now my question becomes, was your professed goal the whole time to just get press? To be important? Is that what you were doing? Were you being important? Some of these guys are out here making out like this was no big deal. This is a big deal. I mean, Cohen has fooled Sarah Palin. He's fooled Trent Lott. I mean, lots of people have fallen for this ruse. So, and this doesn't mean that, you know, if the big names fall for it, that these gun advocates get scot-free. You guys were idiots. I mean, go watch the video. Go watch the video. It's out there. It's available. Before this segment ends, let's see if that's who pops up so that I'm giving you the right name. Now, I'm going to double check that, his name is Dan Roberts. He's been around. This is not something nobody should get caught with. It's bizarre. Get your fevered egos out of the way and pay attention to what you're supposed to be doing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by
the Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock. Everyone, crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is simply taking your weapon from what it is imagined to be in the first place to what it could be for you. That's the way you realize it at BoydsGunstocks.com. Just a moment of clarification, if I may. The dude's name is Dan Roberts, and in fairness to the gun, the pro-gun advocates that did get caught up, there was quite a few that did not. And this was basically a targeting of all kinds of conservatives, Joe Arpaio, Sarah Palin, David Clark, Corey, and a lot of these guys didn't get caught up in it. You know, they simply looked at the guy and they figured out at one gun shop, he went into one gun shop and the guy recognized him as being Sacha Baron Cohen. And then Sacha Baron Cohen turned around and walked away and left his camera crew there. So not everybody got caught by this, right? But anyway. It is utterly unsurprising for me to look at some of the capitulation from the FreedoCons to the social justice warrior tech media campaign to deplatform and silence any right-wing voice who's not trying to sell you a cruise cabin. That's a symptom of a bigger problem. It's not a symptom of Trump derangement syndrome, though Trump has utterly deranged these pointy-headed geeks. It's a symptom of conservative Inc.'s contempt for you. You see, they're angry with you. Donald Trump's not really the issue. He's just a convenient target for those establishment sissies. They truly despise you. You. They hate you because you refuse to honor and respect them. To validate their cheesy status within the Beltway hierarchy and to acknowledge them as your betters. Your pig-headed uppity, being all this kinds of uppity, is a disruptive scam. The old paradigm, the model of the go-along, get-along, and feed the crackers out there in America articles about lib outrages to keep them writing checks, no longer cuts it. You've stripped them of their status by holding them accountable for their failure to fight for conservatism, and consequently for you, for me. And it's such a pathetic status. Maybe they are fighting so hard because the stakes are so low. For some, it's a mention on the masthead of an anorexically thin magazine that now publishes only because some zillionaire keeps handing its boss wads of cash. National subscribers to the Cruz Schilling brochure having abandoned ship after the 700th Trump is icky expose that they published. For others, it's a chance to be the nominal conservative voice on Morning Joe, ready to pretend that actual conservatives concur with the ideological stylings of the Mick Jagger of flaccid, self-indulgent mom rock. Then there's a lucky few who get the here boy to come live inside the house, collared and lying at the feet of their masters by the fire. And what's horrifying is that this is their dream, their sad, sad dream. Now take the current occupant of the non-David Brooks prissy poodle position in the New York Times, Brett Stevens. He eagerly accepted the iron discipline of his new job after his first column hinted at the weird weather religion of the ruling class, the one that demands you normals sacrifice your money and your sovereignty for the sake of the elite's virtue, might not be totally a thing. He, thank you, sir, may I have another, learning to heal and please his masters by coming out hard against the Second Amendment like a good boy. He'd gotten a taste for biscuits, so he's still seeking treats, and he gets them like when he praised the firing of Roseanne and then praised the non-firing of actual racist Sarah Jeong. For decades, they fed us articles and columns and books about the left's campaign to muzzle the right. But suddenly conservative ink has discovered that it's all for muzzling of what it deems the wrong people on the right. And the best part of this revelation comes after nearly 3 years of their nonstop lectures about principle. Their only principle is themselves. We watched as the he-men of the Weekly Standard and the rest of conservative ink leapt up off their couches to valiantly defend the leftist tech giants who've been testing the waters to see just how much silencing of conservatives they can get away with. And all of those articles about leftist impositions on our free speech were good to rile up the rubes, but post-Trump, when conservative speech is threatened by leftists dripping their toes in the pool by banning somebody like, somebody they would consider to be not really important, like, say, Alex Jones of this network. These conservative queaslings prance about with their unequivocal support. It's easy to see their end game. They hope to be the last ones kneeling when the left silences everyone else on the right, or to the right of, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Then they figure that if they are harmless and obedient enough, the left will let them go back to being the soft, ineffectual, conservatish opposition that we rejected when we elected Trump. We outsider conservatives are competition to the puffcons. So it's the course the conservative establishment is eager for the overlords of Silicon Valley to erase us. Softies cannot compete, largely because they do not want to compete. They're about enjoying their lame sinecures, not moving the ball forward for our benefit. They hope to someday go back to when they could pose and posture and to be pretend to be fighting the good fight when all they really cared about was mapping out what think tank mixers they would hit that evening and what hors d'oeuvres they would wrap up in napkins and shove in the pockets of their threadbare sport coats, take back to gnaw on in their crappy apartment by the flickering light of Star Trek Returns. But we're never going back. Those of us who could care less about the cool kid status in the high school that is Washington, D.C., and more about actually getting results, have permanently screwed everything up for them. We rejected them, and they hate us for it. We ruined their little arrangement with the left by be non-threatening and you can get some scraps, and their treacherous embrace of the left establishment's war on dissent is a desperate attempt to turn back the clock to the era when the bow tie brigade was not accountable to normal people like me and you. How did they get the idea that they were better than us? Have they done anything but go to college and write stuff they didn't really believe? Have they started businesses? Do they serve in the military? Can they do a push-up? The fact is that we're distinctly unimpressed by their mediocre resume. That eats at them. Our disrespect reveals the lies that they tell themselves about their own significance. We're in the midst of a cultural upheaval, where our shoddy elite, they're trying hard to cling to power and prestige that they didn't earn. They did not wield it competently, They do not deserve this. this boon, this thing that they got used to, the cocktail parties. It was all about appearances. I don't have to perform because I can just tell the people that I'm trying to perform, you know, and you got to do this and you got to take this and you got to go on this cruise and pay me this money and we're doing everything we can and we need this and we need, and then, you know, getting out there and collaborating with the social justice warrior left by those who fancied themselves to be our leaders in conservatism just proves once again how utterly correct we were to discard these losers and elect somebody who doesn't care. We did the smartest thing we could have ever done when we elected a president who doesn't care about being cool, who likes him. He doesn't care. We have had a stroke of genius. And a lot of you didn't even realize it. Some of you still don't realize it, and I get it. But watch and see. It's just going to continue to get better and better. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Enjoy the ride, because we're in it to win it. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.